that everybody gets 30, 40, 50 people ask about their pin, and all a person has to do is sponsor one person that they meet on the cruise that gets serious about building a business, and within 6 months' time, that person and their group will end up paying for that cruise. So we have a lot of fun. We travel a lot. Last year we did 165,000 miles. Our last international trip was to Kyiv in the Ukraine. We talked to 1,200 Russians, Ukrainians, I should say, but they were people from all around that part of the world. It's a networking magazine that brought us there, and they're having us back this November. We're going to go to Minsk and Belarus. We're going to Latvia, back to Ukraine, going to Moscow, about four countries in Russia I couldn't even begin to pronounce. So anyway, we're having a lot of fun. We're on the move. We have lots of energy, and just life's great.
Don, I got a bunch of questions now. People are pumping in the questions.
Okay, good.
Okay. This is from Kathy Cowie, my good friend. I wanted to know, what do you say to someone if the person asks, do you own your own life? Do you have time, money, and freedom? For us, yes, we do. But what about the ones who haven't done it yet?
Okay, see, that goes along with the question, and I think everybody will relate to this, where someone will say, well, how much money are you making? See, that's about the easiest one to answer when you hear it. When someone asks you, you know, do you own your life, or how much money are you making? I mean, don't lie to them and tell them you're making a couple thousand when you're not. I mean, just tell them something like this. Say, look, let me ask you a question. Would you ask a pre-med student how much they're making when they're in medical school? Wouldn't you want to wait till they get out of school, set up their practice? Would you ask an architect when they're in architectural school how much money they're making? Would you ask a pre-dent student how much money they're making? Now, these are all professions that you've got to go to college, and 4, 5, 6 years after college, and then it's going to take you a couple, 3 years, you know, to get your practice going, and then you start making money, okay? Now, you're asking me how much money I'm making, and I just got started. I'm still in school. Give me a chance to get out of school, but let me ask you a question. Do you really want to wait until I get out of school before you get started? Why don't you go to school with me? Now, I'll tell you another one, too. You might have this one already. People say, well, is this like Amway? This comes up a lot. Then I simply say, well, is a poodle dog like a German Shepherd? They're both dogs. Is a Volkswagen like a Cadillac? They're both cars. So, yeah, sure, we're like Amway, but we're different. So, you know, it's real simple. All these questions, there's good answers. In fact, our book, Just the Facts, which has been out now about 3 months, that virtually has every question you could ever think of in it. In fact, we had that book out 15 years ago, and Nancy and I did a rewrite on that book. We spent a week in Beijing and then took a 16-day cruise last November, December, down to Singapore. And while we were on that cruise, we did a rewrite on that and wrote the systems book, updated everything, added questions. And in the back of the book, there's a place in there where it says, if your question is not answered in this book, you email us and we'll answer it for you. We'll keep it in a folder, put it in future editions. The book's been out probably 2 months now, so well over 5,000 copies already. We have yet to get the first question.
Okay, great. Yeah, that is a great book, Just the Facts. If you guys haven't read that book, please get that book, Just the Facts, from Sound Concept. Don, I got another question here from Fran Gourgelet. I know that some people are more audio than visual. Do you find one format more effective than the other?
Well, I think along with that, not so much that they're more audio or visual, is that a lot of people don't have time to read. They're so busy with their lives, to have something on audio that they can listen to on their commute is really awesome. And we do have the 45-second presentation book on audio. And Jeffrey, just so you know, that has been redone with a different talent on the voice. So that's been upgraded, and they're going to wait until the system book is out about 3 more months, and they'll do an audio of the systems book. Eventually, we'll have audios of all the books.
Great. Okay, I have another question. Here's one from Bernadette Glassglow. I'd like you to thank Don for the system book. I feel that it's really helped me put it all together, along with the DVD, which was fantastic. I have used this approach with three people so far, and it feels like it's very effective. I really like the part in the system book where they talk about giving out the names of the people in your upline, in your organization, and expect the person who gets in and gets started to call. I felt that that was great. If you want to elaborate on that approach, I would appreciate it.
Well, the idea there is like when you have a new person come into the business, let's say you go up four or five levels, you track it up four or five levels. They have like four or five people to call. You can't count on the upline to get a hold of all the new people coming in the downline because, like, in any given week or whatever, I mean, like here last month, we had 4,000 people come into our downline. Now, fortunately for us, that, you know, 99% of them are in Europe and they don't speak English, so nobody calls. But the new person should be trained to call everybody in the upline four or five levels up, because these are all people that have different personalities that, depending on who you're talking to, you may want to put them together with Jeffrey, or, like, you know, maybe if I was in your upline, maybe it would be better for them to talk to Nancy, you know, because there are different personalities. So you never know, too, that your upline might say something like, oh, you're living in Shreveport, Louisiana. You know, I know some people there, and I haven't contacted them yet because I've been waiting to get some people in that area that they could kind of work together with. So you never know when the upline might be able to pass someone along for you to help them with and that they would let you sponsor them. So these are all things that can happen when you start communicating with people.